There, welcome back to lesson three, soulmate solutions. What do you do if you think that your soulmate got away? I wonder if you are curious about how I will answer that. Here's the thing. As human beings, we like to write stories, and we like to write stories because we feel comfortable with having an answer. We don't like an unknown. And so I don't really like it when people say, oh, I think that person was my soulmate and they were the one that got away, so I'm never going to have a soulmate. The thing is that if they got away, they weren't yours, because you really can't lose a soulmate that was meant for you. I'm not saying that we can't, sabotage things or, be in a bad place in our life and send someone away that we love. But I am all about trusting the process. If you ruin a good thing, it was just based on timing and your personal growth, and that person was there for the lessons and the blessings that they taught you. But that doesn't mean that you can't have another romantic soulmate in your life. See, I believe that my first husband, if you asked him, he would also say that I was one of his soulmates. But he destroyed that marriage and that relationship. But that doesn't mean that I was meant to be with him or to continue to stay with him, and that I'm the one who got away and that he lost me and that he has to come back and profess his love to me. He can have another soulmate and he can learn from that relationship. Human beings, we're great at making excuses, especially when it comes to relationships. We connect with narratives and we forget and don't realize that we're actually the one choosing them. I hear this from people all the time, some of my clients, and it's really easy to say, yep, that was the one that got away. He moved on. He's got kids. I'll love him forever and I'll never have anyone else. No, that's not actually true. It's just easier to tell ourselves that someone in the past was our soulmate and it didn't work out, and insert an excuse into the story and accept that as fact. And then guess what? We get to hold on to the fear of never being hurt again in love. Does that sound like anybody you know? If it does, that is what's happening. We would rather believe that someone in our past was the person that got away than believe that we might never meet that person and hold on to the fear of allowing ourselves to move on and to find them. I'm going to be really straight with you here. These excuses are bullshit. Listen, I love you. My spirit loves you. I'm here for you. But stop holding on to something that makes you feel comfortable being single, even though that you know that you're not specifically happy. It's not helping you grow. And it's the kind of comfort that keeps you stuck in a toxic pattern and allows yourself to not heal trauma and to stay in a victim of circumstances. Stop telling yourself that the stars didn't align and I'm going to go to my grave and never meet my soulmate. Personal excuses are not okay. You can't excuse that. You can say, yeah, I think that this person was my soulmate, but I know that if everything happens for a reason and the way that it was meant to, I can be open to healing and finding another soulmate in the future. And the worst thing is oftentimes when we say that's the one that got away, we'll stay friends with that person. We will love them. We will fantasize about them. We will create stories in our minds about them. But we will never do anything for ourselves but love someone who does not love us back. That is not a soulmate that got away. That's BS. So here I am to tell you, a soulmate that is meant to be with you in a romantic relationship can't be the one that got away. So think about my ex. I wasn't the one that got away. I was the one that taught him how to love. It's all about the narrative and the story that you're telling. So what could be blocking you from meeting your soulmate? That's another conversation. There's a lot of things. And I'm going to get right into it. As you can see, I am not holding back in the soulmate course because I have a lot of clients that definitely need to hear these things. And also a lot of friends, even in my own life. I'm like, okay, here it is. Listen, we all know that person who constantly says, I am ready to meet my soulmate. I just do not know why they are not coming into my life. If you're from the South, I'm sorry for my cheesy accent, but it just is, I hear it all the time, all the time. I don't know why I'm not meeting anyone. I don't know why. I've done everything. I prayed, I smudged, I cleansed. I do not know why I'm not meeting this person. Let me tell you why. One, you're not open. You keep dreaming of Prince or Princess Charming to arrive, and you have this picture in your mind. But now that you've gotten a little older and wiser, you're still holding on to this person. And you think that this person is going to come riding up on a white horse and ding dong on the doorbell. Do you know how many clients I hear say, I don't want to do online dating? Listen, it's 2022. I would love to not have to do online dating if I was single. I hear you. I was in a fortunate place in my life where that is not how I had to meet my husband or husbands. I get it. But the point is that we're here now and we're in COVID times. We're in a different world. You are going to have to adjust the sails of your ship and likely reach out and do online dating. Whether you choose two or three different apps, whether you try one, don't like it, try this one, you're going to have to. That is just the way that it is. And I think the worst thing that anyone can do is block themselves to say that my soulmate has to be within a 5-mile radius. That isn't going to work. That isn't going to work. My soulmates, I married a man that was from New York and I went to Okinawa, Japan because he was in the United States military. I think that love can be anywhere and experiences can be anywhere in the world. Listen, I am all about 90 Day Fiancé. Don't limit yourself to where your soulmate or where your love is. Don't limit yourself. Maybe that person lives in another town, another province. You're not willing to move? Fair enough. Maybe that person is willing to move. Stop limiting yourself. The next thing that may be blocking you and that may be preventing you from meeting them is that you're a nitpicker. I really liked him, but oh my God, did you see the shirt he was wearing? Oh, she's so nice and she makes me laugh so much, but she has the biggest nose. Listen, are you nitpicking and picking out all the little things that you're like, I don't want to look past that because I just wanted this person to be perfect? Newsflash, you're not perfect. None of us are. So there's that. Does he really have to be 6'3 because you're 5'2? I mean, really? Does size really matter? I think I'm a smidgen taller than my husband. I never really understood the tall thing with men. Like, I'm tall. I didn't need to be with a tall man. Can you imagine if I did? Can you imagine me being 5'9 and a bit, if I said I couldn't be with anyone that was shorter than me? No, I would have limited myself from finding soulmates. The other thing, and this is a big thing for the ladies and the men, salary isn't the only thing that says that someone is going to be financially secure. Listen, if they have a big salary, yeah, that's great, but that's not a requirement. That can be misleading. It's about, you know, if you don't want to be with someone that's in debt or doesn't manage their money well, I get that. But, you know, being with someone who's an administrator or teacher, construction worker, an office manager, maybe they make a really decent living and they are able to invest and they're really happy with where they are. If you, I mean, are like, my soulmate, he's going to live on a yacht and I'm going to like drink margaritas every day of my life and retire. I mean, you could, but there's a good chance that you might be waiting till the next lifetime to come around. I think a soulmate connection and finding love should be more important than where you live or what you wear or what you're eating or what you're drinking. I'm sorry, that's just my opinion. I think we've gotten too caught up in this world on money and materialistic things, and we need to take a moment and a step back and really evaluate the relationships, not even our soulmate, even our friendships and our family relationships in our life. Okay. Also, so for some people, it's a deal breaker if that person has children. I think it's really important that you stick to whatever is important for you. If you never wanted kids, then don't look for someone and settle for someone that does. And it could be blocking you because in your age group, you might be only finding someone who has children. Things about being really honest, but also being really open. And you'll have to find the balance between that. The other thing that could be blocking you is that you're looking for someone that has the same style as you do. You know, like I'm really Western or country, let's say, and I don't want to be with a rapper, you know, or someone who likes rap music. I think that opposites can attract, and as long as we're open to it and having conversations, you just never know where or who you're going to fall in love with. I also think that sometimes we want, if we're like a professor, let's say, it's important for us to be with someone who may be as smart as us. And we might, again, going back to nitpicking, maybe she is as smart as you or he is as smart as you, but he only has a grade 12. Smart and an IQ and, you know, success in career doesn't have to be a determining factor. You could also be blocking yourself, and this is what my one friend did. She was so worried about what her other circle of friends and family were going to think. It was almost like she wanted her soulmate to be a status symbol. And I know we often hear men doing that or requiring that, not to be, men or women can, so know that I'm saying that. But I don't think it's important to what your circles or the people in your family think. I think that you actually need to trust yourself and stop looking for outside help and advice. You need to know that this is what's important to you. Don't block your soulmate blessings. I'm just gonna like really break it down to you. You can block your soulmate blessings by trying to look for someone or something that's perfect instead of looking for someone who is kind and respectful and goal orientated. I think there's just so much more important, and sometimes we're just unwilling to look outside the box and we miss it. So don't miss it. Don't block yourself. Be open. If I give you anything from this program, I think that should be it. There's no harm in meeting a friend that maybe isn't your soulmate that you spoke to. Maybe you didn't tick every box, but if the energy and the connection was there, I say why not investigate and see if that is or can be the person in your life. I just want to talk to you about soulmates in heaven. Yes, soulmates do reunite in heaven. So I'm going to say this that what is his name? The crocodile hunter, Steve Irwin. And I love how his wife said this. She gets it all the time from tabloids and different people, and they say to her, "You should have, you know, she was sleeping with this man, or she's in a relationship with this person or this person." They keep trying to pin her as moving on because in society, again, we want to write the story. We feel like she's been single long enough, and so yeah, she's definitely with someone. The truth is, she's not with someone. And she did this really candid interview, and she said, "You know, Steve's love was enough for me in this lifetime. I am not miserable. I am not unhappy. I feel really good. I feel connected to my husband spiritually. I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying the legacy that myself and my children are having and doing. And I'm just good where I'm at right now." And this was just so sad to me that she felt like she needed to defend the fact that she said, "That's my soulmate. His love was enough for me, and I'm good. I'm good. I'm really, really good." And you knew that she wasn't faking, she wasn't lying, she wasn't just saying it. You could feel it. I could feel her energy. And truthfully, I don't know for sure. Obviously, I love my husband and I hope that we are together forever until we part this earth, but and on the other side. But I think that I feel the same way with the soulmate connection that I have with Dave. I just feel like his love is enough, and it's enough to sustain me through the rest of my life if he were to pass before I do. And you'll know. And also, just so you know, if you have a soulmate in heaven, you can also have a soulmate on earth. There are a lot of spouses that cross over and say, "I don't want him or her to be alone." And you can have a soulmate in heaven, and you can have a spouse or a person that you share time with and that you're in love with. And maybe they're not a soulmate, but they're someone who you love and that you're enjoying your life with and you feel deeply connected to, and they make you very, very happy. You'll recognize a soulmate as soon as you get to the other side. They will be one of the first people there to guide you. And also what you need to know is that that soulmate that's in heaven is with you every single day of your life, continuing to help you carry on and guide you and watch over you. Know that soulmates in heaven, I see them as blessings, but don't do what we talked about. Don't say, you know, I don't think my soulmate's here on this earth. I've never met them, so they must be in heaven waiting for me. Yeah, I don't like that. Again, I think that each and every one of us were meant to have a soulmate connection on this lifetime, and don't control the narrative because you don't like the unknown. Ask yourself, am I just saying that because I'm afraid to fall in love and I'm afraid to be hurt again or for the first time? Trust yourself and trust this process. Speaking of trust, I'll be seeing you in the next lesson where it's going to be a video and I'm going to be teaching you some spells on how to bring a soulmate to you and how to strengthen a soulmate relationship if you already have one.